12, and we come to our feature article. And this is taken from TNF soundings. An experimental gene treatment pioneered by doctors in the UK is helping improve the eyesight of four children previously registered blind. Doctors hoped to develop their treatment further to help more children.
TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Tanya, with an article written by Heather about successful treatment pioneered in the UK to help children with a rare condition that causes sight loss. Experimental gene therapy carried out in the UK has helped improve the eyesight of four young children born with a rare genetic condition that causes blindness. An early report of the therapy has been published in medical journal The Lancet in the past few weeks, although doctors say there is still more work to do before the treatment can be rolled out further. The treatment involves injecting healthy copies of a defective gene into the back of the child's eye very early in life. These replacement genes are delivered via a harmless virus, which allows them to enter the retinal cells and take over the function of the faulty gene. So far, parents of all four children are reporting improvements, with some of the children starting to draw and write. Before treatment, all four children were registered blind and barely able to distinguish between light and dark. All were born with an aggressive form of Leber congenital amaurosis, where a genetic fault means the cells at the back of their eyes malfunction and rapidly die out. Because their condition is so rare, the four children in the trial travelled to London for treatment from their homes in America, Turkey and Tunisia. They were aged between 1 and 3 years old at the time of the treatment. The families were offered the experimental therapy under a special license designed for compassionate use when no other options are available. Each child had just one eye treated to minimise problems in case the treatment had any adverse effects. Follow-up checks will monitor their progress, and so far, improvements have been reported in all four cases. But only in the treated eyes, the untreated eyes continue to decline. The trials are being jointly handled by three London hospitals, University College, Great Ormond Street and Moorfields Eye Hospital. Professor James Bainbridge, a retinal surgeon at Moorfields Eye Hospital, who helped lead the trial, said giving children the chance of sight improvement this early on could make a big difference to their development and ability to interact with people. He said, quote, "Treatment in infancy with this new genetic medicine can transform the lives of those most severely affected. Successful gene therapy for another form of genetic blindness, RPE65 deficiency, has been available on the NHS since 2020, but the new trials offer hope that children affected by other forms of genetic blindness may, in time, also benefit from genetic medicine." One of the children treated in London was Jace, whose parents brought him from Connecticut in the USA for treatment after hearing about the trials. Jace's surgery was quick and pretty easy, says his mum, DJ. She explains that he had four tiny scars in his eye where healthy copies of the gene were injected into the retina using keyhole surgery. The genes contained a harmless virus, which replaces the defective genes and then helps the cells at the back of the eye to work better and survive longer. Improvements were evident in the first month when DJ noticed Jace squinting for the first time on seeing bright sunshine. Dad, Brendan, added that before surgery, Jace wouldn't have been able to see an object near his face, but now he's picking things off the floor, finding toys and seeing things that he couldn't before. Jace may need further treatments as he gets older, but his parents report that the improvements so far are helping him enormously.
TNF Soundings.